impress you. For 1 mile, make it 2. Takes me back to, I think it was the year 2000. And a friend of mine was running a marathon, the city where we were living in Washington, D.C. And I promised that friend I'd get out to the course and root her on and encourage her. And I'll be darned if it wasn't the 24th mile. I saw her. There's 26 miles in a marathon and 385 feet, right? I don't want to shortchange anyone who's run a marathon. And she was, she did not look good. She looked like she needed a priest at that moment. She looked really bad. She was really, really hurting and uncomfortable. I stepped out of the crowd. I just started to run with her. Had some water. We're just running and encouraging, and we're going to get there. And 1 mile passes, and the second mile passes, kind of not paying attention, and we're kind of close to the finish now. And I told her, "You got it. It's right ahead." And it was the Marine Corps Marathon. It was really kind of inspirational. The Marines line up and form a gauntlet when you finish. And I told her, "You got it. It's right there. The finish. You got it. And I'll catch up with you after you cross the line." And I looked, and I couldn't get off the course. I'd never run a marathon. Barricades were up, and private first class were lined up, and they're, "Good job, sir. Good job, sir. You can do it, sir. You can do it." I'm not even sweating. And I wind up crossing the line, and the private first class is trying to put a medal over me, and I'm like, no, give her 2, you know, and completely fraudulent. So I couldn't help thinking that, you know. If anyone ordered you to go 1 mile, go 2 with her. Well, I did. Just so you know, honest to goodness, I felt so guilty. I actually ran all 26 miles the next year. Well, I really did. Our Lord has been working hard with us in the 5th chapter of Matthew's gospel to inspire us that following him and living as his disciple, it's not about the minimum. It's not about what's the bare minimum that I can do and then hit the cruise control, but rather he calls us time and again towards a maximum, striving ever to live as he lived, to imitate him in daily living. And we gotta set aside this minimum approach to Christianity, because there's nothing minimum about being a Christian. There's nothing minimum about being an intentional disciple. That there are always expectations of needs that we notice and response which is given to the degree that we are able. And the Lord provides us to make good on meeting those needs. That very last verse in the 5th chapter of Matthew's gospel. Boy, this 5th chapter just gets harder and harder and harder going through it. And our Lord is inspired to say that we are to be perfect just as our Heavenly Father is perfect. And what am I to do with that? But it's a subjective formulation in the English, that we are to be perfected. That we are not to be doing it ourselves, but to allow ourselves to receive the inspiration and the grace from Christ to be able to imitate him. That it's an earnest desire on our part to express time and again, simply, Lord, to do with me according to your word. To allow me to be the person that I've been created to be. And to be expressing that sincerely. And suddenly, my brothers and sisters, when we live each day like that, in humble supplication to the Lord to provide us with what we need, we don't even worry about the minimum any longer. We don't just try to find out what's the bare bones that we have to do, because we're expressing to the Lord to give to me what I need this day, in this moment, so that I can respond in imitation of you, Lord Jesus, that I not live superficially, but that I dare to go the distance, even when that 1 mile is pressed into 2, that I will not fear. for you will provide all that I need. Let's set aside minimum expectations, just getting in. And let's dare to allow ourselves to grow as intentional disciples, not accidental ones, intentional ones. Seeking sincerely to have the Lord on a daily basis provide us with what we need. Friends, let's stand together and with confidence profess our gift of faith.